Let's cut the bullshit. We've got straight up marketing advice. You should use it.
Just drop the job.
Adam and Simon's Bullshit Busters.
Hey everybody, and welcome to the next episode of Adam and Simon Bullshit Busters. I'm Simon Batchelor.
I am Adam Bastock.
And this week we are talking about website traffic. New visitors versus returning visitors. Now, this is episode 5 in our 5-part series of website success metrics. So this is the last metric we're going to be talking about in our top 5 of how to make sure your website is actually making you money. It's actually working for your business rather than just sitting there costing you money. I'm going to put a link above to the other videos we've had in this series. So do check those out before you listen to this video and it'll make a lot more sense. So if you've been with us all the way through these 5-part series, then thank you very much. And we're about to get stuck into new versus returning. So Adam, do you want to give us a quick overview of the difference between a new visitor and a returning visitor?
Yeah, so I think it's pretty straightforward in terms of what it's suggesting here is that there'll be a report in analytics that says a percentage of your customers that are basically brand new to your site, they've never been here, and the percentage of customers that have previously been to your site that are returning. Now, this does, for the loyal listeners among you, does refer back to our episode 3 of branded versus non-branded traffic. It does kind of overlap that a little bit. The idea here also being that you want to have a fairly healthy balance here of new people coming into the website that are new to your brand and are discovering you, as well as people who are coming back to your website to then either complete a purchase, to find out more information, or to re-engage and repurchase perhaps, or do a similar kind of conversion depending on your business, obviously. Very biased towards e-commerce. I think that's the main kind of summary of it. This is slightly more agnostic than the previous metrics we've been discussing, where this will take into account everyone. Mm. So whether they're coming from Facebook or Google or from forums that they're getting linked to from or anything, it is whether they are a new or a returning customer. But it's a really good kind of benchmark in terms of how fresh is your user base, but, you know, how many people are discovering you all the time and how many of your existing customers are perhaps you either ignoring or kind of losing out on. Would that be a fair summary, do you think, Simon? I mean, what are your thoughts on this?
I think so. I think also the other thing it can tell you is, from a marketing point of view, whether you are engaging your current audience or whether you are attracting a new one. So if you go to your new traffic, your new audience, which you can do in the Google Analytics, there'll be a new versus returning pie chart. You just click on new, it then breaks it down by source and tells you where they've come from. Now, if you find a lot of that's come from Facebook and you've just started posting loads on Facebook, then you know, actually, yeah, this is working. I'm getting loads of new customers. However, if you click on that and you don't see Facebook and you see maybe email or you see organic, and then you go to returning and you see Facebook, then you'd be like, okay, actually, the stuff I'm putting out is just bringing back people who already knew about me. That's really interesting. So you can start to see whether the tone of your content or your objective of the content is matching the actual behavior of the users. So one thing you can then do, once you understand a little bit more about are they new to the site or do they already know me, is how does this affect the conversion rate? So fans of the podcast who listen to episode 2 about goals will remember the importance of being able to measure whether people convert. So this is, again, another metric we can use on top of goals to tell us more about whether new customers convert or whether maybe they're returning customers. So it takes maybe 2 or 3 visits before someone converts. If you understand more about why people need 2 or 3 reasons before they convert, you can understand more about your messaging that you're putting out. So if you're just putting out offer, 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 discount code, offer, 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 it's quite bombarding for the user because they're not quite sure whether they even want the thing yet, let alone whether they want it at a discount price. So they'll come along and they'll consider and then they might come back. But just, you might find that you don't get many return visitors because you're kind of putting them off. So then you might want to try for the next month not putting out the offers so much, but talking more about the benefits of your product or service, how it helps. Sort of approach that with a bit more empathy of like, you know, we know you're having this problem, we've got this solution, it's really, really good, here's a testimonial. and see whether that actually brings in some new customers or whether it brings back some returning customers and helps them convert. So I think you can kind of use it to sort of temperature check what your marketing is bringing you. Is it bringing you more new or more of existing audience?
I think just to kind of explore that a little bit more as well, a good breakdown within that first time and returning is what they're converting on, because a first time user is going to probably convert on an email sign up more. You know, you wouldn't expect them to be buying a £4,000 piece of furniture straight away on the website, for example, but they probably would sign up to something. And that's where the kind of the goals really come in here, and that you can start segmenting your users and going, well, actually, what do we want them to do? And also, well, what device are they looking at? And, you know, you can start building up that more complex user journey using these five metrics in conjunction with each other. And I think that's why we really picked this one as the last one for first time versus returning, because it can give you insights into the rest of the previous metrics and just kind of brings it all together and really a bit more of a kind of oversight of what people are doing on your website, or what they're probably not doing, to be honest. And that's where the goals come in to really drill down and go, well, actually, if they're not signing up to the email list, why is that? Is it because we're trying to entice people with a discount, but they don't actually know what we sell yet? Whereas you might offer a discount code to someone who's been on your website 10 times but hasn't actually purchased anything, because at that point it's more likely that the value is the issue there, the cost, rather than the brand value, because they don't know that what that is yet.
Yeah, I would agree with that. I think the conversion rates are very interesting when you look at new and returning. You may want to, if you're in e-commerce, you may want to start having to look at average order value for new versus returning. You may also want to do kind of like abandoned cart rate, you know, that's always a good one. So you may find that actually, you know, if someone's got all the way to the checkout and you've got their email, then Klaviyo could then send them a discount code or a entice them back sort of email. There's lots of sort of tricks and things you can do within Klaviyo and e-commerce with that. But understanding this new versus returning, it might mean that your engaged user, so let's say someone comes as a new visitor, they sign up to the mailing list, they get your email update, they come back to the website, you may find that actually their time on site is maybe 5-6 minutes. But we find our returning visitors or returning users, their time on site is really long when they come from email. And that's because I send out a tease saying, like, I've written a blog, here's the question, click to read the answer. People come back to the site, and if they've clicked it, they will generally read the whole blog. So I get a good couple of minute read from my returning visitors because I'm building that audience. So in that sense, that's really positive, because it means that it is worthwhile raking the content. All I can see, you know, I've spent a lot of time writing these blogs. Actually, people spend a lot of time reading them, so that's nice. So I think having this data, it's another metric when you combine it with our previous four, and it just gives you a little bit more context. I think when we were in our previous video, when we were talking about mobile and desktop, again, that can be really interesting to see whether actually you may find that your initial visitors are all on desktop and then the returning are all on mobile, or vice versa. What does that tell you about the context? What does it tell you about their intent? Why have they come back on mobile? Why haven't they come back on desktop? If you're using retargeting ads, does that change? You know, there's loads of questions that this opens up. And I think it's just important to know that context and intent of user search is fascinating, for one. But two, there are lots of tools here to help you understand it more.
Yeah, agreed. I think it's definitely one of those ones that, and it may also be why we left it for last, because it will just eat up all of your time as you get down a bit of a rabbit hole with it. But I think it's really worth looking at and just seeing what you find. I don't think there's much more I want to say on that, really, other than just have a look, dig into it, and don't think about the data as much, but think about the user behind that data and what they might be doing.
Yeah. I would say it adds more meaning when you combine it with another metric than it does just on its own. On its own, it's interesting, but new and returning combined with source, very interesting. You know, what's bringing you new, what's engaging your current audience. New and returning combined with conversions or goals, very interesting. On its own, it's okay, but when you combine it, it just gives you loads more insight. So check it out, have a play around with Google Analytics. There's loads of stuff you can do. There's loads of stuff you can drill down. Google Analytics has got a lot cleverer than it used to be. If you don't know how to find the report you want, just type it into the Google Analytics search bar. It's unbelievably clever at interpreting random questions, seemingly random questions. You can type it in and it will say, oh, I've got a report on that, or it will make you a report. It's very, very clever. So if you want to know new versus returning by device, just type that in, it will show you. Bam, there's the graph, there's the data. It's incredible. The AI search on that is phenomenal. So do check that out and get stuck in. The other thing we have mentioned during this series is Google Search Console. So again, if you don't have that plugged in, yes, it's another thing to get set up. Yes, it's another couple of boxes to click, but that gives you great insight and it adds a load more data that you can use alongside Google Analytics to make informed business decisions rather than just guessing based on one graph. You can make, you can combine our top five metrics together and make some really impactful decisions for your marketing. So if you've got any questions about the data you're seeing, if you've spotted something that massively contradicts what we've said, if you've spotted something and you're like, I have no idea what this report means, get in touch with us. You can either go to adamandsimon.com and or you can just drop a thing in the comments and we will get in touch. So thank you very much for listening to this series. We'll be back soon with another episode. So thank you very much for listening. Do give us a subscribe or a follow if you'd like to be notified when our next episode comes out. And thanks for listening, and we'll see you next time.
Goodbye, everybody.
Bye.
Just drop the job.
Adam and Simon's Bullshit Busters.